Hi, I'm Bahar Syed, and I'm interviewing here at Downtown Books for my oral history project for U.S. History. We're doing this interview to get a better grasp on what oral histories are. We're focusing on bookstores. And here is my interviewee. He's going to introduce himself.
My name is Bob Schertz, and we are here at Downtown Books, which is one block away from the courthouse in the middle of downtown Harrisonburg.
When did you open the store, and why did you choose this location?
Well, I didn't open the store. A JMU student and his wife opened it way back in 1976, I think as a class project. So after 2 years, when he graduated, he was ready to move away. And I happened to come in the store one day, and they asked me if I wanted to take over a bookstore. And I laughed in their faces and actually moved away for 4 months to North Carolina to do something that didn't pan out. So when I came back, I said, okay, I'll buy it.
Really?
And that's how that happened.
Do you know why they, what kind of project they were doing?
I don't. But okay. I think it was school related.
Okay. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Has the area changed over the years that you have been here, and if so, how?
Well, yeah, I mean, vastly. Downtown and the whole Harrisonburg area has, when the store first started, there was a pretty strong retail presence downtown. There was a penny store and a five and dime store and a drug store and a Hallmark card shop and a couple grocery stores, and those obviously are all gone now. And the retail scene just kind of disappeared back in the early 90s.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder why that happened, because JMU just keeps getting bigger.
Well, Valley Mall opened.
And
most of the big stores that were downtown moved out there. And then little stores filled in, but they just didn't carry the ball. I mean.
Yeah, there are a lot of restaurants downtown that open and close a lot.
Yeah. Restaurants are... I mean, that's been the focus the last 10 years for the revitalization of downtown, have been restaurants.
Okay. How did you obtain all these books?
Well, we used to be new and used, and the only used books we used to take were small paperbacks. Mass market paperbacks, which are this size, and which the shelves are built for. And 7 or 8 years ago, we went to all used and started taking anything people brought in. And that's where most of the books in the store are from now. People have brought them in, used books that people have brought in that I've either bought, or a lot of times people just give them to me, donate them, because they know I won't throw a book away.
Yeah.
And they know I put a lot of stuff out for free. So it's kind of like a soup kitchen for the for the readers, or, you know, for a lot of people. I mean, I have a lot of customers that just shop outside for free books.
Oh, everything outside is free.
Yeah. Oh, they usually don't have, I just assume they don't have any money, or maybe they have money and don't want to spend it on books.
Do you have regular customers, and have any of them been coming since you got the store?
Wow, that's a good question. Since the very beginning, probably very few. I mean, because it's been like 40 years. but I have regulars. And, you know, I kind of have cyclical regulars. It'll, you know, come for a few years, and you don't see them for a while, and they come back in. And, you know, I always ask them if they've been here the whole time. And a lot of times they've moved away and moved back.
Yeah, and then they come back.
Yeah.
Are there any seasons that are busier, and if so, what are they?
Well, there are more people shopping, like at Christmas time. Right when school lets out, it's usually pretty dead, you know, when the college is let out.
Do a lot of students come here?
Not as many as you'd think. I mean, I think most of the students come downtown at night when the restaurants are open.
Yeah, not just to walk around.
Yeah. But there's a fair amount that still come downtown. But invariably I'll get students that are, you know, juniors, seniors, and say, oh, I've been here 3-4 years. I never knew this place was here.
They don't. A lot of people don't
right.
walk around or look around Harrisonburg that often. I was going to ask, why did you open this store, but You didn't open it.
Because I was just wandering around and didn't have enough sense to say, no, I don't want to run a bookstore for 40 years.
Did you often come by the store when the students opened it?
Yeah.
And it was the same idea, used books?
No, they had new books, magazines, gum and cigarettes, and that was about it.
Oh.
But yeah, they didn't have, they didn't have used books.
They didn't?
Yeah, no. And they had just had a baby, and they had a big crib inside the store, and the baby was always there. It was you could tell they wanted to do it, but they had a lot of irons in the fire. And then,
do they ever come by?
I saw Dave one time. I think they have like 7 or 8 kids.
Oh my God!
But he seemed like some pretty successful corporate type. I'm not sure what he ended up doing.
So he's fine. He can support these kids.
He better have a good job. That many kids.
That's cool. Do you frequently read? If so, when did you start reading more frequently?
Well, the most I ever read was when I was in college. One summer, I had a job at a parking lot, and I was in a little metal booth. And the cars would come up, and I'd give them a ticket. And then when they'd pull out, I'd take their money.
Yeah.
And I just sat there, and I averaged a book a day one summer.
Really?
Yeah. It's the most I've ever read. And I'm a very, very slow reader. Being surrounded by books all day, you'd think I'd just sit here and read. But, you know, I do so little reading anymore. And if I go home and read and get in a nice, relaxing chair, you know, 10, 15 minutes, I'm asleep, so I don't read a lot anymore.
But you used to?
Yeah, I used to read a lot more than I do now,
That's funny because you're around, books all the time.
If only I could have osmosis, just have the books absorb them that way.
They'll
probably have technology for that soon,
Where you can just plug something in and absorb all the information.
right.
That'd be nice for college.
Yeah, no kidding.
Do you have, or when you did like reading a lot more, do you have a specific genre you would read?
Well, I read a ton of science fiction and general fiction. And then in my later years, I've been reading a lot of that stupid, detective stuff where the guy, gets shot at a million times but never gets hit. And he wisecracks with everybody. And, they're pretty unrealistic. But I enjoy reading them. People like Carl Hiaasen or Elmore Leonard. But, Ray Bradbury was my first favorite author who wrote a lot of early science fiction. Philip K. Dick, people like that. Probably names you don't know. Do you know any of those names?
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, I should probably read more.
A bunch of old geezers.
What is your favorite book?
Probably The Princess Bride by William Goldman.
Did they make that a movie?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I've seen that.
Yeah, the movie is okay, but it's far inferior to the book.
A lot of people say that about any book.
Right.
What is your favorite aspect of the store?
Not having a job. I feel like I don't have a job. I don't have a boss.
That's nice.
I work all the time, and we have horses at home, so I get up at 4 in the morning, 4:44 actually, and feed the horses, and then come here. I'm here all day, and I go home and do the horses, and I drop asleep, and then it's the next day. And if I hated any aspect of that, it wouldn't be a good situation, but. I enjoy, every day in here is something different. The last week I went through 1,000 comic books, bagging them, boarding them, pricing them. And now today I've been going through these stacks of political books that some woman brought in yesterday. So it's always interesting, with used books coming in, you never even know what you're going to get. So it's kind of fun. I try not to make stacks to take home. That I'll never read. But,
you would like to.
But I'd like to, yeah. But I've already got plenty of stacks at home like that now.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you just take any book? It doesn't matter
never,
the genre?
We never turn anything away. We take books and movies and music and old magazines. I put those out for free.
Are there any other little things in this bookstore? Because I saw the pins out there.
Yeah, buttons. We have trading cards and note cards and tons of postcards. I guess that's it. Movies, music, books, books and more books. But I've had a pair of girls' jeans come in once with some used books. I've had
girls' jeans.
I've had
someone buy those?
An old printer. Well, actually, I put them outside with the free stuff. And
yeah,
that's... half hour they were gone. I didn't see who took them, but you know, I mean,
jeans, yeah,
jeans
are
jeans. Yeah, it's free.
That's a good way to get rid of free things.
Yeah. I mean, when people, you know, say they have some books they're going to bring, I say, well, bring whatever you have in your house that you don't want. I think I'm joking, and nobody's really taken me up on that.
You could change or add any piece to this bookstore. What would you change or add?
I'd make it bigger.
Bigger?
I'd build shelves for different size books than the small paperbacks. I mean, because I get so many boxes of hardcover that I have nowhere to put. And, you know, I make stacks and people complain and they poke through them and buy some. Now, some people like it, you know, it's like gotten more and more like a cave as the years have gone by. It used to look like a real store, but now it's kind of just, you know, just
packing
a,
up,
yeah, just a pile.
Have you ever considered moving or making it bigger?
No. I mean, I'm so old and arthritic now, I can't imagine moving anything. I can't imagine moving that stack over to the desk, more or less moving everything in here to a new location. You know, and I've been here so long, I think that might not work out too well if I moved. People are used to this. What happened?
Yeah.
That's one good thing about being in one place for a long time. You know, a lot of people know you're there.
Yeah.
You know.
And they start coming back.
Well, there's always a chance.
What is your most memorable moment in this store?
Wow.
You can think about it.
My most memorable moment.
There can be a couple, too, if you would like to share.
I feel like I should have something good, like, oh, I met my wife here, or I delivered a child in the back row.
I think one of the examples my professor gave was the employee met a celebrity at the bookstore.
Oh, well, Ralph Sampson, if you know who he is.
I don't know who that is.
Well, he grew up here. He's a ex-professional basketball player.
Okay.
He's come in some... I mean, he's so tall he has to duck. He still comes around every once in a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he still live around here?
No, but his dad works, you know, about a block down the road there. So he shows up every once in a while. And he's a celebrity, but, you know, you don't get that excited when you see him. Because, oh, there's Ralph. He's back in town. It's still kind of a thrill to see him. I don't know. As far as really, really famous people, you know, various politicians have come through, which didn't do anything for me. You know, I don't know. I don't know the most memorable thing. We almost got flooded once. We had to barricade the door. Black's Run, which runs underneath the store, rose up and came up on top of the street and started coming down the sidewalk.
Oh my God.
That was pretty exciting.
I could have ruined all the books.
Yeah. Well, at the old store, where it used to be a block from here, we had a really bad thunderstorm, and the roof leaked, and water started dripping down on some of the books in there. Yeah. So that was, you know, we were... Or I don't even think I had anybody with me, but I was in there just throwing books out of the way as the water came down. We had to call the fire department.
Said there was an old store?
Yeah. We moved here in the early 80s.
Oh, okay.
The store actually started a block from here, right behind Beyond, that restaurant across the street.
Okay.
On the other side of the creek, there's a little brick building, and we used to be in the bottom floor of that. I used to live in the top floor.
Oh, that was so convenient.
Yeah. Wake up, fall down the steps, and here it is. Here I am.
Was that store bigger, or was it a lot smaller?
No, it was smaller. It was smaller. Wasn't a lot smaller, but it was smaller.
Okay. Yeah. And that's probably why you moved, is just size, or?
No, we got evicted.
Oh.
The building got sold. We didn't do anything to get evicted, but the building got sold. And the guy that bought it wanted to use it for a real estate office. Which it is to this day, I do believe.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, he came in one November and said, oh, you have to be out next month.
It's like they didn't even ask you?
Yeah, no. Yeah, he was really arrogant. So I was, you know, I mean, I was in my 20s. And I'm like, what? and his lawyer walks in. And I said, what am I going to do? And he says, well, do you have a lease? You know. Yeah. And I thought, oh, yeah. So we didn't have to move till the spring, as it turned out. Because this guy was just trying to strong arm us. And I was too stupid to... I was pretty shook up, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you've got your store there. And then somebody says, I just bought this place. Get out. You got
Especially being that young.
Yeah. Well, I was a special ed major. Never took a marketing class, economics class, accounting class, none of that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't even have to back then, for even general requirements.
Now they make you take so much. Yeah, and I had to take 3 hours of math, and I was so bad at math, I took the history of math for my requirement. You know, it wasn't even a math course, really, but it satisfied the requirement. You know, so for me to be running a business, which, you know, I mean, I'm sure I could have done it a lot better, but, you know, basically balancing a checkbook is... My one business skill.
Well, it's still here today. That's right. It's successful.
Yeah.
Why do you think it is important to have bookstores, and how do you think they shape or influence society?
Well, I mean, I don't think a week goes by where somebody doesn't come in here and say, "Oh, I'm so glad you're still here." You know, so people come in and take a deep whiff and say, "Oh, it's so good to smell a bookstore." You know, I think just the idea of a place where you can go and I mean, you can go anywhere and get a book anymore. Yeah. You know, you can go to Kroger or, you know, the drugstore. Or, you know, every place carries books. But, you know, bookstores just have a aura about them, you know, where you can go in and maybe be a little smarter or gain some knowledge. Or, mm-hmm. You know. I mean, when Barnes & Noble almost closed down, you know, that was a really bad feeling. Because, you know, I mean, Harrisonsburg is big enough now that it should be able to support it.
Yeah.
You know, a real bookstore that carries new books. So I was glad that, you know, I mean, glad that they worked out their lease situation. But, you know, I think it's important just because, you know, it gives people, maybe it makes people think they're smarter than they are.
When they're reading.
Just gives them a good feeling. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's at a decent price, so people, because when you go into Barnes & Noble, their book is like $20, $30 for a hardcover.
Right.
So a lot of people can't afford it.
Yeah, I've got a whole back wall of 10-cent books. I mean, they're not all classics by any stretch of the imagination, but, yeah. Yeah, you know, I mean, calling this a soup kitchen for the reader is not really that far from the truth. You know, because if you don't have any money and you want to read a book, you can come by and usually get something pretty decent. Mm-hmm. Or even if you find a dime on the sidewalk, you can come in and get a 10-cent book. None of the free books are up to your
to your standards.
Standards, right?
Do you think bookstores are better than libraries? Or do you think they're equal?
I don't have any problem with libraries. I mean, although I was just talking to a girl who works at the library today about some of the homeless people that, you know, frequent. I mean, the library is a block from here, so we were gossiping really about the homeless people, and. Apparently, if you're homeless, you can't get a library card. So
you can't?
No.
Really? Why?
Well, that's the library policy. You'll have to interview the people at the library. I mean, it makes some sense because, you know, if they don't bring the books back, how can you track them down? Or
can't charge them either.
So that's one thing. I have an advantage over the library. You know, I can provide books for people that are homeless. But she said some of the homeless people come in there and they'll sit and read. And they'll come up and say, "Can I put a bookmark in this book and put it back on the shelf?" And then they'll come back the next day.
You know? And they let them do that?
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, I mean, the books are there to read. Just because you can't check it out, that means. Yeah.
That's really cool. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. But I like libraries. I mean, Lord knows I spent enough time hanging out in libraries.
Well, you're here.
Of course, I spent a lot of time hanging out in bookstores when I was growing up, too. I mean, you know, I was that kid in the science fiction section for an hour, and, you know, trying to hide from the clerk so he wouldn't come over and say, this isn't a library. You know, okay, I'm just waiting for my mom. She's shopping. Plus, I'm reading this book for free. So, yeah, I think libraries are good.
Just as good as this.
Yeah, And they're free.
Yeah, they're still free.
But you do have to keep track of the book. Yeah.
But it's the same idea, because people tend to buy books and then they don't know what to do with them, because you usually don't want to read a book more than once.
Yeah, we were talking about that too. I mean, I haven't read 10 books over in my lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a couple I've read 5 or 6 times, but I know I haven't read 10 books twice.
Yeah.
And I've kept maybe easily hundreds. I don't know if I've kept thousands to reread. Or after I've read them, I thought, oh, I'm going to keep this because I'm going to read it again someday because it was so good.
Even if it's like your favorite book, you're like, I'm not going to read the entire thing.
Yeah. Well, one of my favorite books, not The Princess Bride, but a book called Something Wicked This Way Comes by Ray Bradbury, I read 3 or 4 times, you know, as a teenager. And then when I read it later as an adult, I just thought it was awful, and it really depressed me because I thought, well, what's happened? You know, obviously the book didn't change, so maybe I read
perspective.
I might have read it one time too many. That's what I'm going with. Yeah.
What was it about?
Two boys growing up, you know, and there was a carnival came through town, and there were supernatural elements. I just thought it was the coolest book going back then. Maybe I should read it again. Give it one more chance.
I feel like as you get older, your tastes change and everything.
Could just
be that.
Yeah, music, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely. A lot of that stuff I listen to. I can almost see my parents pointing out. Turn that down. That's not music. That's just noise.
I don't think I've reached that yet. Still listen to music pretty loud.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you would like to share that I haven't asked?
I don't know.
It's not every day someone comes and asks you to interview.
I wish I had an exciting moment. The most exciting moment in the store.
I feel like you'll think of one.
Well, no, like, I think if there was one, I would have been telling about it for years. You'll never guess what happened here 8 years ago. I don't think I have anything that exciting. In my life, nothing exciting has ever happened to me.
It could just be in this town. Well, I guess that was pretty exciting when the students offered to, if you wanted to get this or buy the store from them.
Yeah. But I did. I just laughed at her.
You didn't think it was serious?
No. Well, I taught school that year. I taught school for 1 year. I went to college, got my degree, you know, spent 4 years getting a degree so I could teach for the rest of my life. So I taught for 1 year. And then a buddy of mine from high school came through town. And there was this record store in North Carolina. He said, the guy's going to sell it. Let's go down there and run the record store, you and me, you know. And I said, okay. So we moved down there and got an apartment and lived in Winston-Salem, North Carolina for 4 months. And the guy decided not to sell the store. So, you know, I didn't know what to do. So I just came back to Harrisonburg, went into the bookstore to get a book. And, you know, the woman was still there with a little baby in the crib.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, they're still here. Obviously, nobody bought the store. And I said, okay, I'll buy it. And I was so dumb, you know, I gave, when I paid the guy the money, you know, he said, well, I had one big lump sum of money that I got for the store, and he said, well, don't you want to save part of that for, you know, business expenses?
Yeah.
I knew nothing. I mean, and I'm glad he did that, but you know, you pick it up just like anything.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
You are still pretty young, so.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to be in the Harvard Business Review anytime soon, but I am still here. You know, as far as stores downtown, I mean, you know, there's Glenn's Fair Price has been around as long as I have, and a couple of the restaurants, you know, Jess's Hot Dog Stand. But retail. Well, they say retail is pretty much on the way out anyway. You know, with all this online stuff. So.
Yeah. I don't know.
Who knows? Maybe. What? I mean, 10 years from now, you know.
Well, they're also coming out with the Kindles and tablets you can read.
Sure, yeah.
I don't think those will ever. I don't think books will ever die out.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I mean,
we'll always want to grab a book.
I mean, CDs have really gone down the tubes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, nobody buys those. I mean, I try to sell those for 95 cents and people.
That's weird. A lot of people have CD players in their cars.
Yeah.
You can use that.
Yeah, but a lot of people just plug that.
Oh yeah, their phones.
So.
Maybe one.
So
day.
I used to joke with people that I was gonna, you know, one day just put a sign up, book museum, and charge people admission to come in. I'll lead them around, say this is what a bookstore used to look like. And these things with the paper pages or books, you would buy them and turn the page when you got to the bottom and read. That's one thing. When the Kindles first came out, they had that feature where when the page turned, it made a crinkly sound.
Yeah.
That really irritated me. It's like those cameras that have the shutter sound.
Yeah.
Don't have a shutter.
Old-fashioned.
You know, it's like, get that out of there. If you want a shutter, then shutter sound, then you need a shutter. Well, I don't know. I guess I don't have anything else to share.
That's okay. Thank you.